back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are sliding into the 4 o'clock Friday happy hour.
Woo-hoo.
And Dom, I'm happy to announce we got a fine guest in a new capacity. She is Sarah Godlewski, current treasurer of the great state of Wisconsin and a newly announced candidate for the U.S. Senate, taking on Ron Johnson, at least if she wins the primary. Sarah Godlewski, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. It's been a while, so it's always good to talk with you, and I wish I was actually in the studio.
Well, Sarah, you were one of the last political sorts I saw at a live event. You were giving a speech to the Sauk County, Wisconsin Democrats, and I was also at that event, and that was like the last event before the pandemic.
It's like one of those memories, as you guys both know, where like, where were you the day before the state of emergency was called? And
yeah,
kind of just thinking about that. It's just, I wish I could say it was a few weeks ago, but it's hard to believe it was over a year ago.
Well, Sarah Godlewski, where were you when Rojo broke the straw, the camel's back? Where were you when you decided you wanted to run for the U.S. Senate?
Well, it's a great question, and I will tell you guys, as a fifth-generation Wisconsinite and born and raised in Eau Claire, someone who just loves this state, the past year has been really hard because we've all seen, whether it's families that are struggling because they're underemployed and unemployed through no fault of their own, our small businesses are doing everything they can to keep their doors open, and Senator Ron Johnson in Washington is like, no, Wisconsinites are fine. They don't need any help. They're fine. And you're sitting there going, where is this guy? I mean, is he not talking to Wisconsinites? Because they would tell you it is really hard and it is not fine. When you have over a million people who are underemployed and unemployed in this state alone because of the pandemic, I mean, things are not fine, Ron Johnson. So, but like a lot of Wisconsinites, I mean, January 6th was an unimaginable and horrific day as we saw our Capitol and, quite frankly, our democracy being attacked. And literally, it was a domestic terrorist attack. And Ron Johnson is inciting this insurrection and saying it's a peaceful protest. I mean, he's not only not connected with Wisconsin, it's clear he's not connected with reality. And I'll tell you, Dom and Mike, I believe that we deserve a lot better.
Folks, that is Sarah Godlewski, a recently declared candidate for the U.S. Senate. And Sarah, saw a very compelling launch video for your campaign, and you directly contrasted yourself with Senator Ron Johnson. He's not declared yet, but seems like you're already running against him, Sarah.
Well, I believe that as a mom and as a small business owner and currently as the state chief financial officer, I couldn't be more different than Senator Ron Johnson. And I want to fight for priorities like economic security. I mean, the fact that we were literally one of the lowest states with personal income growth in the entire country. I mean, Wisconsinites want good paying jobs. Moms have been really struggling through this pandemic. They want affordable and quality childcare. Or, you know, you look at the environment. I mean, just the last week, we saw wildfires in Wisconsin because of erratic weather. And we need a senator that's going to fight against climate change, not deny it. And let's even get down to health care. I mean, how many times does Senator Ron Johnson need to try to dismantle the Affordable Care Act when we know if you can't have a healthy state, you can't have a healthy economy, and you can't have a quality of life? And so these, to me, are just basic no-brainers, but clearly this is not stuff that Senator Ron Johnson is fighting for. He cares about conspiracy theories and just spouting misinformation.
Sarah, you mentioned your role as the state treasurer, as the state CFO. And I guess I'm curious, what did you find most challenging about that role? And how do you think that prepares you or gets you ready for the Senate?
I think what was probably the most challenging things is working in a state government when over 300 days your legislature doesn't think that they need to work thanks to Robin Voss. I mean, the fact that we were not only in an economic crisis, we're in a health crisis, and we're in a social justice crisis, and literally Robin Voss and the Republican legislature thinks that they don't need to go to work. And so what was really challenging is how can I use my executive authority to get things done for Wisconsinites? And so whether that was talking to teachers and using our investment authority to step up and provide a special distribution at the beginning of COVID so schools could actually buy hotspots and e-learning books, because we know technology was really critical to a quality education. And I will tell you, talking to teachers, they were like, look, Sarah, we're doing everything we can, but we just don't always have the resources. And so we stepped up to do that. Or it was thinking creatively about how to address the home ownership crisis. I mean, we know just in Milwaukee alone, after the Great Recession of 08 and 09, literally the city of Milwaukee went from 70 foreclosures to over 400 property tax foreclosures in just over, I think, 12 plus months. And so we created a program to actually stop and prevent property tax foreclosures, because we need people to stay in their homes now more than ever. And so it was really kind of being creative in how can we use the executive authority that the Office of the State Treasurer has to make sure we are making a difference and addressing pressing issues that Wisconsinites are facing during this pandemic.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Sarah Godlewski, treasurer of the state of Wisconsin and a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Sarah, lots of people thinking like you certainly want to see Ron Johnson out of that office. Lots of Democrats already announced. How do you distinguish yourself from your other fellow Democrats?
Now, it's a great question. I mean, for starters, I've run and won statewide, not just once, but twice. I mean, my first campaign was actually saving the state's treasurer's office, where we ran a bipartisan group and earned more of the vote share. I mean, we won with over 60+% of the vote. And Don and Mike, you know that that's a landslide in Wisconsin when politicians were saying, it's a goner, nobody cares about checks and balances, to even my race as state treasurer. We were winning in places that Democrats had not won before. And so I think that is a sign based on knowing how to run statewide and actually win. I think the other big piece is doing, actually having results. You know, Wisconsinites are sick of the gridlock in Washington, and it's all of this talking. And we know Ron Johnson has been abusing his perch, whether it's chairman, for example, of Homeland Security, or in health, to spout conspiracy theories. And I have a record that will show Wisconsinites that I get things done. Whether it was my time when we had the largest distribution for public schools, to even our work, as I mentioned earlier, in home ownership. But even before that, it was my work in small business and even saving taxpayer dollars when I was at the Department of Defense. I think people want to know somebody who can get things done in bureaucratic situations. But finally, the other big piece of it is the perspective. I mean, as a mom and as a former small business owner, and also as the state's chief financial officer and somebody who is a fifth generation Wisconsinite, I couldn't, again, be more different than Ron Johnson as far as advocating for affordable childcare, paid family leave, better wages, really those issues that are keeping Wisconsin families up at night.
Sarah Godlewski, for a few more minutes, a fine candidate for the U.S. Senate. And Sarah, I took note of the fact last time you ran for statewide office, you won and you earned more votes than Scott Walker. So that's a good start point. Sarah, I also noticed that Emily's List is getting involved in this race. They came out, they said they put a target on Ron Johnson's back, and many believe that's because they plan on supporting your campaign. And, you know, there had been rumors that you would get into this race sometime after Easter. And somebody, you know, fed a story over to Dan Bice at the Journal Sentinel, and they said, Sarah, God forbid you didn't finish your master's degree. Sarah, do you have any comment on that?
Well, first, thanks for asking the question, because I want to be very clear on your show right now. I have always stated that I attended my graduate program and I never graduated. And this just goes back to the opposition is going to do whatever they can to twist your words, to deflect from talking about the issues. I mean, they don't want to talk about Ron Johnson's conspiracy theories or Ron Johnson citing an insurrection. And that's, I think, at the heart of the matter. But I'm not going to let that distract me, because I know Wisconsinites want to actually talk about those issues, whether it is climate change, investing in renewable energy, thinking through how we're going to increase the minimum wage, or even actually getting rid of the filibuster so we can get things done in Washington.
Well, Sarah, I got to tell you, Bice forced me to go look up your resume, and you have one of the most impressive political resumes I've ever seen in my life. And I am quite impressed, and I got to thank Dan Bice. I just thought, smart lady. But now I know you've got all kinds of stuff on your resume. You are probably the most prominent candidate currently in the race for U.S. Senate. Sarah, if people want to get involved in your candidacy, if they want to support you, how can they do so?
It's a great question. They can go to our website, which is Sarah with an H, S-A-R-A-H, for Wisconsin.com. And we are a people-centric grassroots campaign. That's how I got involved in politics for the first place. So there, if you are interested, there is a place for you. And we're excited to travel the state and go to where people are.
Well, Sarah, whenever you show up here at the Devil's Advocates at the Lair here on the west side of Madison, please bring beer. It's always much appreciated. Sarah Godlewski, a fine candidate for the U.S. Senate, thank you for joining us here during the 4 o'clock Happier Happy Hour. You made it a little happier up in here.
Thank you, Sarah.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'll bring Steve Kirk with that beer, I promise.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. All right. Look forward to it. Come back with us. Looking forward to more of your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.